This is Bruce Marable from EmployCycle, the HR analytics dashboard for small and medium companies. Since we already host an HR podcast, we thought the best way we could provide value is to share interviews about how HR and business leaders are trying to reduce stress and anxiety with their employees during this coronavirus public health crisis. Please listen to the following interviews, and we hope that it helps you and your company.
Thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule and during this health crisis to help HR leaders, people leaders, and employers in general really come up with a strategy on how to manage their employer brand during coronavirus. So what I want to do is start off with some background questions so people can get to know who you are, what you do, and then we'll go into a deeper conversation.
Sure. Thanks for having me, Bruce. It's a pleasure to be talking to you.
Awesome. So if you could let us know your name, company, and where you're located.
Sure. So I'm Brian Adams. I'm the CEO and founder of PH Creative. We're a global employer branding agency, specially calibrated to deal with large global audiences with complex talent. We're based in New York, San Diego, London, and Liverpool in the UK.
And what is your current headcount?
There is 65 of us across both countries.
And with all of your employees working all across the world, were they in offices or was everyone working remote or some type of hybrid?
So it was about 90% in the UK and only 50% in the US. And obviously now we're 100% remote. So there has been some upheaval and volatility and change like everybody else. But it seems to be going okay, touch wood.
So I know today we're discussing how to manage employer brand during coronavirus, but I first would like for you to talk about your book and some of the main principles in regards to having a great employer brand, and then let's tie that back to what are some of the most important aspects of that you really should be doubling down on as we're going through this coronavirus period.
Yeah, sure. So very interesting time to launch a new book. But the book's called Give and Get Employer Branding. And essentially, Bruce, what we believe is rather than employer branding being used as a magnet to attract people towards your organization, we use it as more of a smart filter so people can self-select in or out based on culture match. And we do that by leaning into the harsh realities and challenges of an organization. So we present a more authentic two-way proposition rather than a one-way broadcast of strengths, benefits, and opportunities. And what we find is by using an employer brand like that, you get to build the culture you want and protect it and get a lot more advocacy from employees who can see you telling a more well-rounded truth about the employee experience rather than a marketing message, you know, to attract more high-caliber talent.
From your perspective, what are some of the biggest differences in how you would manage your employer brand pre-COVID versus during this COVID crisis and then afterwards in whatever new normal we get back to?
Yeah, so it's a good question, Bruce, but essentially I don't think it's a matter of change. It's just a case of dialing up. True character is revealed under great pressure. And I think it's fair to say that, you know, people and organizations are feeling that pressure now. And you start to see in the news, we're seeing horror stories and sort of phenomenal stories of heroic deeds by companies. You know, some companies are not trusting their staff and that's coming out. And some organizations are doing some fantastic things to make sure that they can juggle home life and as well as get their job done. You know, we're trying to follow suit with that. But essentially, what organizations need to be thinking about right now is people more than anything want certainty, they want clarity, and they want familiarity. You know, if people cling to things that are familiar. And in such a time of change, that can be a struggle. So what we advocate for is three levels of communication, three stages, really. The first one is to educate, you know, and be open and transparent, probably more open and transparent about the challenges the organization's facing, the current situation, and also the change in demands and expectations of the employee experience. So people know exactly where they are. And if they feel like they're being told the truth and they're being directed with clarity and certainty, that's a really good place to start. The second after educate is motivate. You know, so people are dealing with change and coping differently, some better than others. So when there are signs of people stepping up or doing exactly what you need them to do or dealing with change particularly well, giving feedback and cheering people on and also doubling down on the reasons why, you know, so keeping people focused on the impact they're making and the purpose that they're contributing towards. And then the last one is celebrate. When people are having successes, small or large, it can be big wins and small wins, to celebrate that, so people, you know, feel like they're making a difference and, you know, they're overcoming the adversities and the challenges that they're facing.
A lot of companies right now are really doubling down on what's mission critical, what's only 100% necessary and important due to budget cuts, you know, decreasing in expenses, and really just trying to focus to make sure that every company can survive and thrive during this. So for people who may not think that employer brand is something that fits that criteria and gets pushed to the back burner, or people aren't thinking about it at all because they may just not think that it's important enough during this time, what's your opinion around that and what feedback would you give them?
So it's a really interesting point you make, Bruce. And I think most organizations are experiencing the tension between keeping the finances healthy and keeping people and well-being where it should be. So, you know, typically one will be served to the detriment of the other. The key thing with employer brand and employee value proposition is actually there's never been a better time to use and fall back on a set of communications that can bring clarity and certainty in this uncertain time. So I would say the organizations that are going to emerge, not just survive the current situation, but actually emerge stronger, are those that can find the overlap between the well-being and doing the right thing by their people and the employee experience and doing what's right for the organization. So if you imagine those two things as circles overlaid in a Venn diagram, the things that are essential and priority for the business that your people can find impact, purpose, and belonging, galvanizing around, those are the things that, you know, are going to help your organization not just get through this, but also you'll probably find that it can make you stronger as a result. You know, and the best way and the most efficient and effective way to do that is with a strategic employer brand and a very clear employee value proposition.
As a HR analytics dashboard company, we're always looking to find how can things be measured and how can HR and employers have a quantitative way of measuring and tracking the progress of whatever their workforce strategy is, and then also measuring the ROI. So when it comes to employer brand, what are the metrics that you should be tracking and how do they tie back to the overall employer brand strategy and hopefully to the overall business strategy?
Yeah, so another great question. And essentially with employer brand, I advocate for two key metrics, the metrics that matter. One from an attraction perspective, which is probably less of a priority right now for many organizations, but that's the percentage of valued applicants that you're receiving. So it's not volume, it's not speed, it's the percentage of valued applications, because that tells you that the messages you're putting out and what you're communicating about your employee experience is resonating with your audience. You know, and if you can hire people that are better culturally matched, then typically what we've seen, the evidence is it impacts all of the other indicators and metrics within your organization. The second key metric from a retention perspective is not just measuring the percentage of retention, but looking at the regrettable loss. You know, so if your retention is, say, 10%, how many of those 10% would you rehire? And how many of those are you quite happy to see leave? You know, that's an intelligent metric to lean into. Below that, there's a whole host of other indicators that you can segment and dial up or dial down based on the priorities and the specific culture of your employee experience. But those are the two sort of top metrics. And again, at this particular time during a crisis, the metrics might shift and change. And I guess the key, and you probably know better than me, Bruce, is, you know, having the agility and having the information at hand is everything right now.
Yeah, for sure. To be able to put confidence back into the hands of HR and people leaders to understand what their workforce looks like, to be able to make smarter decisions based off of, you know, if it's going to be layoffs or how to manage bonuses or even capture remote work surveys. Again, we're seeing all those types of things as people are trying to make sure they have the confidence in being connected and also connection with their team as well. The last question, there are a lot of companies going through tough times, going through layoffs. How and why? Well, one, how should I go about protecting our employer brand so that when a company gets back into a good enough situation to hire, that employer brand is strong enough to continue to attract talent? And also, if I am going through layoffs right now and the company is not looking the best, then should I still be really focusing on employer brand?
You know, as an employer brand agency and advocate, I'm always going to say, you know, you should be focused on your employer brand. But I think the key thing is to remember you have an employer brand whether you choose to design one or not, because your employer brand is the perception you create of your employee experience and what people say about you as an employer. And I think even in difficult times, in fact, especially in difficult times, your employer brand is about how you treat people with empathy and how you create an environment that is supportive and empathetic to your workforce. You know, and actually, you know, I'm a keen storyteller. I'm very passionate about finding stories within organizations. And, you know, has there ever been a better time to find stories of adversity and challenge and how people have come together to get over things and all the rest of it? So I think the key thing here is authenticity. Be as authentic as possible. You know, and that is having the bravery and courage to tell challenging tales of how obstacles and problems and issues have arisen in your organization. You know, and then allow the employees to tell their story of how they've overcome that together. And that is a fantastic, authentic story. And when organizations come out of the other side of this, they're going to be left with the legacy of how they've treated people, how they've steered the organization with empathy, you know, and people are going to assess whether they want to be part of that. And I think it's okay to say we are now in a weakened position and we have to rebuild, because people want to feel like they're going to join an organization with a clear purpose. They want to feel like they can add value and have impact, and they want to feel like they can go somewhere where they belong. You know, so that affinity and authenticity is essentially the, you know, the key ingredients that I would say to double down on right now and have the courage to lean into.
Brian, you've really dropped some nuggets of wisdom on our audience, and I really appreciate you doing this while so many people are looking for direction and just trying to figure out how can they maintain some sense of normalcy while also and obviously being very sensitive to the times going on. So thank you so much again for taking time to help as many people as possible with this. Employer brand is always something important. And as companies are trying to protect their brand and the way that they're communicating to the world what their workforce looks like, whether they're going through layoffs or not, it's always really important. So thank you so much. Really appreciate your time today.
My pleasure, Bruce. Thanks for having me.
If this interview helped you, please send to all the HR and business leaders in your network, since we're all looking for some reassurance, some guidance, and a sense of community. Stay tuned for more episodes by subscribing to the Employee Cycle podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever else you listen to podcast episodes. Or you could also check in at employeecycle.com/podcast to get more interviews like this. Please stay safe and stay healthy. Talk to you soon.